You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. We've been having a really, really vibrant show on this Wednesday, which is considered Friday for a lot of people. And all week long, we have been giving away Summerfest tickets and Summerfest events that are coming up. This is the last weekend of Milwaukee's largest music festival, well, the world's largest music festival. And joined on the line now, we have VP of Summerfest Entertainment, Scott Zeals. Scott, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you taking the time. We know this is a big weekend because every time Summerfest is coming to a close, it's usually some of the biggest crowds that will come out. And what are you anticipating this final weekend down at Summerfest?
It's going to be a big party like it has been for the first couple of weeks. We're super excited to be presenting some big names in the amphitheater on 4th of July. AJR is headlining on Friday, July 5th. Maroon 5 headlining, and for the kids on July 6th, we got a big hip hop show with Lil Uzi, Yachty, JID, and Rico Nasty. So it's going to be we got some big names for people.
Now, Scott, what goes into creating a lineup? Because we know that it is not just, hey, you call these artists and you could get them to come to Summerfest. I mean, we know everyone wants to come to Summerfest, but I'm sure it doesn't work kind of like that. So give us an example or tell us how these lineups are executed in creating them.
You know, we're out all year long listening to everybody in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in the Midwest about who they want to hear and see at Summerfest. So then we start, you know, pounding on the phone and talking to agents. And, you know, it's amazing the reputation that Summerfest has made over the last 56 years since the festival started. People know that the lakefront is beautiful, that the grounds are all permanent stages and sites, and that when the artists get here, they know that Milwaukee fans really bring it. They go crazy singing along and partying. So it's not, you know, it's a little bit of both. I mean, we have people calling us saying they want to play here. Obviously, our big get this year, it was the first weekend, and she decided she'd also bring the Kardashians along. SZA played for us, so that was like a big get. I've been working on that for a couple of years. So it's a little bit of both, but we pride ourselves in getting some big names for people.
You are listening to Scott Zeal, VP of Entertainment for the Milwaukee World Festival, also known as the parent company of Summerfest. Scott, again, we appreciate you joining us. Now, as we talk about, this is the first year we talk about Summerfest. And by the way, Scott, you're receiving a lot of love on our YouTube message board. We've got Millie Too Free, who says, shout out to those guys. They went crazy on the lineup this year. Got to give them that. And they put the 100 emoji. So, Scott, you're getting love on our YouTube message board. Someone else said, even with including artists from the city. So people obviously appreciate having both hometown talent on the stages as well as big name artists. So when you think about, this was the first year where Summerfest was spread across three weekends. What was the factor in making that decision versus the traditional, you know, Summerfest being 2 weeks up until 4th of July weekend?
Sure. Yeah, after a while, we just realized that people are more apt to go out on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. When we were doing it 10 days or 11 days straight, the Tuesdays and the Wednesdays and the Sundays were just harder for people with their work schedules and things going on to get out. So, you know, we got a lot of really good response from, we did it last year, and the response was really strong and really good, and the attendance was great. So we've just been listening to the fans, and the fans like it this way, and we're going to keep going.
So are there any big surprises, big announcements, big giveaways that are taking place during this last weekend of Summerfest?
You know, I mentioned a couple of names in the amphitheater, but on the free stages, for starters, I'm super excited to see Bryson Tiller on Friday, July 5th. He's at the BMO Harris Pavilion. You know, Mariah the Scientist, Little Tekka, and, you know, just great ways to get in for free. I mean, everybody wants to watch their dollar. On July 4th, we're doing a free admission promotion from noon until 6 o'clock. Everybody's welcome to come down and celebrate on the 4th of July for free with us. And then I guess on July 6th, our closing day, we have two things. We have a fan appreciation thing where you come in the first 30,000 people, then they get a free ticket for next year's festival. And there's a thing called the Big Win at 4 o'clock. There's a chance to win $1 million. So lots of cool promotions. Ooh. Yeah.
Did he say $1 million? Tell me,
how do we get
rewind,
into that?
Rewind. Wait a minute, Scott. Rewind. Hold on. Look, I'm listening, but you should have led with that. Say that one more time, please, Scott.
It's called the Big Win, and it happens every year on the Miller stage. And I don't know if you roll the dice or you do the pinball or what. But it's a big opportunity. You know, obviously the odds are pretty small for people, but there's also some smaller cash giveaways. Go on the website for July 6th at summerfest.com, and you can get all the details about the Big Win. But yeah, we always have something cool going on. We want to get, you know, we want to get people in for free or for very inexpensive. That's the great thing about Summerfest is, you know, you can walk through the gate either for free every day with an admission promotion, or the most you'll ever pay is $28. And to see all the music that we have on all 14 stages, it's really amazing the value that we're able to present the community. So we're super proud of that and give you a reason to come and celebrate with us on our closing weekend.
Well, DT, that wasn't the big announcement that I thought we were going to get. I thought he was going to say, you know, DT Italy going to bring out Bryson Tiller, so make sure you come out early. But that didn't happen. But
like your style, Telly. Sorry, like
Scott.
Your style.
But we actually, our DJ, our producer Ricky, has a question for you.
Yes, I do have a question. So, how do you go about getting local DJs to do sets at Summerfest? Because I know you have people like DJ Nick Stokes, Gemini Gillian, Mr. New York, and things like that, and DJ White Knight.
Yeah, Mr. New York, he draws big crowds for us. So again, same kind of thing when we choose in the music. We're watching and listening to the DJs who are playing in the clubs all year long that have a good show, drawing a lot of people. So we just listen to who everybody wants to see. You know, the new stage that we have this year, it's called the Aurora Pavilion. You walk in the mid-gate, it's the first covered stage to your left. And at night, we have a thing called Sound Waves. And so where we've been picking the best local DJs, all different styles of music that spin from 8 o'clock until midnight. And that has been, like, just an amazing place to hang out. For everybody at the end of the night, we go until midnight. So yeah, we're tapped into the local scene and who's doing great things. And, you know, like always, Milwaukee has such an amazing music scene, whether it's the DJs or rappers or, you know, any style of music. We should be really proud of Milwaukee.
Completely agree. You are listening to Scott Zeal, Vice President of Entertainment for Milwaukee World Festival Incorporated, the parent company of the world's largest outdoor music festival, Summerfest. Now, Scott, you're very busy, and we so appreciate you joining our show this morning. One final question before we let you go. What would be your dream headliner that has not performed at Summerfest yet? What would be, aside from Telly and I, because we're booked, we're pretty booked, Scott, so you got to get us now, but aside from Telly and I, what would be your dream headliner for Summerfest?
Man, oh, man, there's like, you know, over time we've presented a lot of big names. I'm just trying to think of, like, the ones out there. You know, you go back. I got this book in my desk drawer that goes back all, like, 50 years and talks about all the lineups. And, you know, it's funny because the I think, like, Jay-Z actually played in the amphitheater a long time ago when he was starting out as an opening act. I don't think we've ever had, you know, Beyonce, so I put her on the list. I mean, we've done Bruno, you know, on the rock side. I mean, my boss who just retired a couple years ago, Bob Babish, was trying to get Bruce Springsteen to play here forever.
Awesome.
there's still some big ones out there. I mean, we had Prince back in the day. You know, there's still some big ones out there for us to catch, and that's what makes my job challenging and exciting, is just go to work every day and put the feelers out and spread the word that Milwaukee's got something super cool in Summerfest.
Scott, before we let you go, I got to tell you, one of my all-time favorites was when Outkast performed their last concert together at Summerfest, and their opening act was Gary Clark Jr. Oh, my God. That was the best.
That guy, he is like, I mean, he's like Jimi Hendrix, you know, like some people don't realize how amazing that guy.
Y'all need to get him back.
And
Let's get Beyonce first.
They get both.
Yeah, right.
They both from Texas.
Let's get Beyonce. Shoot.
Well, you
stay
know,
focused, Scott.
That country album, yeah.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. We so appreciate you making the time to be here with us. Please come back anytime. Keep up the great work. Our fans obviously appreciate this year's Summerfest, as well as more to come. And just at least, Scott, consider that when Beyonce and or Jay-Z come, Telly and I want to be the ones to bring them out on the stage. Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and put that
we'll
out there in the universe right
now.
We will definitely get unbooked for that. All right, Scott. Scott Zeal. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Scott. Scott Zeal, Vice President of Entertainment for Summerfest. Thank you again. When we come back, we're going to get into truth swiping with our guest co-host, Tony Smith and Telly, as we continue talking about not only what's going on great in our community, but what's not so great in our community. Because, again, we're going to get into Trump and the Black Barbershop. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Wednesday, July 3rd, Independence Day Eve. Or do we say, as Black people, Independence-ish? Is that what we say? Ish? Free-ish?
Yeah, I thought we already celebrated Independence on Juneteenth.
Oh, that's right.
But we'll do it again.
This for everybody else. I was going to say, shoot, my ancestors built this country. 1776 belonged to me just as much as it belonged to anybody else.
Yep.
You wear your red, white, and blue.
Yep. It's a federal holiday, just like
Keisha,
Juneteenth.
Keisha, Byron, you wear your red, white, and blue. You put that American flag in your yard. That red stands for the blood that we shed.
I just think back when you were growing up, how it was such a big deal. You used to get a 4th of July outfit. You go get fireworks. You do all of this stuff for a day that really didn't free you.
But again, that goes back to
the conditioning. Yes.
I was going to say the conditioning. But here's the thing. Wear your red, white, and blue. And put a little splash of green and black on it. put some green and black earrings. And then wear your red, white, and blue. This is for the black, the red, and the green.
Yeah.
Sissy. All right. We're here about that time. Now, stay tuned, y'all, because we are going to get into the most recent episode of Trump and the Black Barbershop. And I'm going to present a very serious question to both Telly and Tony. But before that, we get have guest co-host Marquette Men's Basketball Hall of Famer Tony Smith in the building. Are we ready to do some truth swiping, gentlemen?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right, here
Welcome
we go.
Welcome to Truth Swiping, the game where you swipe right if you agree with the pop culture headline or swipe left if you give it a complete two thumbs down. DT, Telly, and DJ Ricky, tell us which way you swiping today.
All right, Truth Nation, you heard the man, and please feel free to let us know whether you are swiping right or left. 833-212-1017 is the Truth Talk and Text line. If you're swiping right, that means you're feeling it. If you're swiping left, that means thumbs down. This needs to move around. Here we go. Former NFL star Jamarcus Russell faces a lawsuit. And in this lawsuit, now, if you don't know Jamarcus Russell, he was the number one draft pick in the 2007 NFL draft. He has been accused of stealing, Tony and Telly, a $74,000 donation to Williamson High School that was intended as a donation to the school's athletic department. Chris Knowles, a local business owner in Mobile, Alabama, said Russell approached him about making a donation to help the school purchase athletic equipment. Knowles then wrote a $74,000 check intended for the school. ESPN reports that Knowles' check never reached its intended recipient because Jamarcus Russell allegedly cashed the check at Navigator. Damn, they gave the bank name and everything at Navigator Credit Union, July of 2022, and then withdrew $55,000 of the money.
Wow, I got to swipe all the way left. And I just hope that Jamarcus Russell, I really hope it's not true. But if it is, hopefully he could get the help that he needs. Clearly, he is in a financial crunch. If you trying to steal from the school that his alma mater, by the way, he went back to coach at his alma mater, and you're stealing the money from the kids, or I mean, maybe that he needed it then and then he was going to repay it. I don't know, but it's a bad scenario all the way around. You're taking away from the kids. Like, you can't do that, man. I'm swiping left.
Yeah, there's no other way to swipe but left. I mean, first of all, I don't even know how this happened. How does a check written to – did he write it to Russell? Why would he write it to Russell if it's for the school? I don't even get how that whole thing went down.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why they gave the bank, because maybe he did write it to the school, but Jamarcus had a look up at that bank. And it was like, hey, I'm coaching there.
It just, it's weird. It just seemed like that could happen. So, yeah, that's all the way left.
Clearly. It could happen.
And,
it did.
And, him and the bank got to get in trouble for this. So, yeah, I'm swiping left.
Yeah.
I'm still tripping off how they had the whole credit union name, like Navigator Credit Union. I'm like, dang. Let's talk about exposure.
Pointing fingers.
Right.
He did it.
The folks at Navigator Credit Union, they like, wait a minute. Hold on. We just received. We didn't do anything.
That was probably Jamarcus saying, look, they let me do it.
You know what I'm saying? Straight Nino Brad. If I'm going down, I'm taking all y'all with me, okay? Navigator Credit Union, you going down too.
You let me do it. I didn't make y'all cash this check.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, this is great news. And when I tell you I'm so excited, now, Telly, you want to pay attention to this one because I'm actually giving you a clue about truth-telling hits with Telly this Friday. Now, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation has announced the 2024 nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, also known as the Rock Hall. Leading the class of 2024 nominees include Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Mariah Carey, and are you ready for this? Sade. I'm like, it's so about time. Now, repeat nominees include A Tribe Called Quest, Eric B. and Rakim, and Mary J. Blige. But and all of those groups and artists are very well deserving. I just got to underscore Sade, because we all know Sade is one of the GOATs, for real.
Yeah.
Seriously. And looks great.
Yes. Smooth.
Yes. I'm gonna swipe right. I don't have any problems with that list. But the only thing that I was going to kind of hesitate, and you added it at the end, it's hard to think that Mary J. Blige, with the catalog and the body of work that she has done, I know her time will come. I'm just shocked that it hasn't come yet. But I'm going to swipe right with the nominees this year. And I really hope that Sade is one of the ones. I'm pretty biased towards her. But hopefully she gets it.
Yeah, I got to go right, too. I love Sade, her catalog. I mean, she's one of them. You can just put on the album and let it flow.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have a lot of those nowadays.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And she is unbelievable.
Mary J. Blige, too. Mary J., My Life. She had some great albums.
And I'm like, at the end when you mention those, like, I'm a big Tribe fan. So I think the Tribe got to be in there, too. But, you know, this is, we're talking about Sade, so I'm definitely swiping right on that.
Now, Telly, did you hear that? The list of nominees, Truth Telling Hits with Telly.
I heard.
It
well,
could be Rock
I'm
and Roll
to
Hall of Fame nominees.
I'm not brush up on my Oasis. I'm not too familiar with them. So.
Nothing compares. You're going to do the Sinead O'Connor version or the Prince version?
I know the Sinead O'Connor. Yeah, that's the only song I knew of hers.
And if you could, look, you know what? You're entitled to your own opinion, but... Sade and Mary J. Blige, not even a comparison to me. Not even a comparison.
No, I wasn't comparing them. I just think
if you want to, but for me, this no. Mm-mm. No. Go Mary. Go Mary.
You just don't like a two-step where she don't even move. Hey, you got
to
get over
look,
that.
Look, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. Y'all see my... Oh, my God. Like, every time... Like, what really... I was done... During the Super Bowl when she did it. The Super Bowl, y'all. Go Mary. Go Mary. Oh. See, that's the thing about Sade. You know what you're going to get. All she's going to do is come out on the stage, and she's going to be beautiful.
And she going to
sing. Looking elegant. And your love is king. I even moved.
Drown you in my love. Hey, see? DT. Ricky just got in my ear. He on team DT when it comes to hating on the two-step.
Man.
He said, I can't stand the two-step either.
It's so stupid looking.
It's so annoying.
Like, you look, but she you look know like what? She about to fall.
You know what, Ricky? We can't be mad at Mary. We got to be mad at these people who encourage
y'all
her to do it.
Go
Mary. Go Mary.
And she just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just
you didn't pay.
She ain't even moving her feet. She just...
The hate is real this morning.
Telly, when I'm telling you, because for me, the Dr.
That's a
Dre.
Trigger
for. Oh, okay. It is such a trigger. It goes along with the same category as that certain podcast. But anywho, so when Mary J. Blige. Like, I was like, Dr. Dre's performance, Super Bowl, was one of the greatest Super Bowl halftime performances of all time. You know, he had 50 Cent. He had Kendrick Lamar as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew. I was like, Ricky, I said, you could ask anybody. I was like, if Mary J, during the Super Bowl halftime performance, you got 20 trillion people. Shut up, Telly! You got 20 trillion people. And what... And look, Telly was cracking up. I don't even know if Telly remembers when I said this, because I was like, dude, this is Super Bowl. This ain't Essence. This ain't the Essence Festival, okay? This ain't 30,000 black women. Go, Mary. This is Super Bowl. Phew. You can it's always tell when people Mary. Ain't got the right people surrounding them. Because I would have been like, Miss Blige, you're not going to do the two-step on Super Bowl stage, okay?
She started feeling it. That's her thing. That's her. You can't tell her not to go to her go-to.
Look, black women. Now, this is another black woman coming. Sisters, quit encouraging Mary to do that two-step with the boots, please. Quit doing that. Go, man. Stop. I'm asking you, please. Let her get in tune with her creativeness and come up with something new. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We come back. We've got more truth swiping. And again, we're going to get into, as part of truth swiping, Donald Trump visits a black barbershop. And the black barbershop owner has a lot to say about what has happened since Donald Trump's visit. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, let's get back into truth swiping. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. We've got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. Let's get into our second part of truth swiping. Now, this is very interesting because we actually had this gentleman on The Truth this week. He was a special guest on Sherwin Hughes' show. So Representative Jim Clyburn, who's a Democrat out of the state of South Carolina, stated that he would support Vice President Kamala Harris for president if Joe Biden, and I quote, ain't there, but emphasized his continued support for Biden and Harris. So the ticket as Biden-Harris. Amid concerns about Biden's debate performance, Clyburn urged supporters, and I quote, to chill out and stay the course. He acknowledged that Biden's debate performance was poor, but maintained confidence in the current administration's leadership. Right or left, Telly and Tony?
I am swiping right. First off, he's an Omega, so rude to the bros. He was in Tampa. Secondly, the point that he is making that no one else is talking about, that he says that he is just baffled by, is the fact that they're not putting their vote and confidence behind Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. And I think that he is being realistic because he saw the performance, the debate, the performance, like everyone else. And if you're going to start to think of other alternatives, why not get everyone on board to do this? And I could see why that he doesn't understand that people won't do that, because any other time you put your support behind the vice president. So why not support Madam Vice President Kamala Harris? I'm swiping right.
Yeah, I got to go right, too. I mean, like, we all saw the debate, and it's so big that like I'm watching the news, and that's all they're talking about, how bad he looked and some replacements. But like you say, like, why isn't the vice president the first one up, like, for replacement?
Yeah, they're thinking they're saying like everybody else, right? Yeah.
And when they do mention Kamala, they're like, but I don't know. It's always some kind of caveat, right? Like, so I don't know. Yeah, but I'm swiping right, too.
Well, on a CNN poll yesterday, and I know, you know, polls, they're not the most reliable source of measuring or gauging where we are as a country. But according to a most recent poll yesterday on CNN, this was last night, where the polls, they surveyed a number of registered voters in this country. And if Trump were to run against Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, 47% would vote for, as of yesterday, would vote for Trump. 45% would vote for Kamala Harris, which is pretty slim. But when you compared Trump to Biden, Trump, his percentage was by a landslide. It was like literally like 75 to 25.
But
so that was very interesting.
But like you said, these polls, they can only kind of give you somewhat of the temperature of what's going on. And if that's the case, just imagine if they started to support her and give her that support. What could it do? It could definitely close that 2% gap.
Oh, I completely agree. And furthermore, you know, Madam Vice President, she, and I think it was one of our callers last week, she has definitely been prepared. Even before the upcoming presidential election was on the radar, she has always been prepared since they were both inaugurated and sworn in to be the president of the United States. So stay tuned, more to come. Now, speaking of the election, Rocky Jones, an Atlanta barbershop owner, claims his business has suffered after he was misled into hosting a Trump campaign event, thinking it was a non-political discussion on black entrepreneurship. Customers have dwindled and Jones has received backlash following the event, which featured a surprise call from former President Trump. Now, the Trump campaign, Telly, now, you know, you can't mess with gangsters. They like, we ain't new to this. This is what we do every day. The Trump campaign released the formal contract that was signed by Rocky Jones, where he accepted the rules of engagement as well as the $4,800 payment, which the owner, Rocky Jones, says he plans emphasis on the word plans to return the money back to the Trump campaign. Now, before y'all swipe right or left, we got some audio that we're going to play from the owner, Rocky Jones, giving his perspective on how his business has suffered since he unknowingly let Trump call into the Black Roundtable. Check this out.
I know we're going to start talking about this.
He says a call from former President Trump during the event cut deep.
Why is the president, ex-president, calling somebody in my barbershop? Thursday, we definitely got some calls. I have no involvement in politics. We don't even talk politics in my barbershop.
The number of customers, he says, has trimmed down, but he hopes the shock will fade and he can keep helping his community.
So when are we going to start talking about this?
He says a call from former President Trump during the event cut deep.
Why is the president, ex-president, calling somebody in my barbershop? Thursday, we definitely got some calls. I have no involvement in politics.
All right, so now Telly and Tony,
the number of customers he says has trimmed down.
What's interesting is that Janiya Thomas, who is the Black Media Director for President Trump's campaign, former President Donald Trump, and the campaign is Trump for President 2024, released a statement saying that we had an executed contract making clear it was an agreement with the campaign and the payments were made to the business owner. And you know how Trump gets down. He's got a whole copy of the contract, including Mr. Jones' signature, as well as accepting the $4,800 payment.
So wait right a minute. Before I go right or left, and there's so many things. But what you just said, so he has a Black Media director. So he just
Janiya
doesn't have one.
Thomas.
So he
black
has one that
director.
Deals with Black people, and then another communication director that deals with everyone else.
That's actually very smart. I totally agree with that.
So, okay.
Yeah. Totally agree with that.
So he does plan on giving him this $5,000 back, right? Is that what the owner said? Was this the same planning
face.
Committee where Jackson State said they was going to get their money back to Diddy? But anyway, I'm gonna swipe left. Come on, man. Just because, like, you accepted the money, you accepted the terms. Now
you signed the contract.
You signed the contract, and now that your business is starting to dwindle, like, you took that risk when you signed your name and got that $5,000 check. Boy, stop. Swiping left. And
this is
Tony
crazy.
Reactions.
Swiping right or left. I mean, this is comical, if nothing else. I mean, like, the whole thing, like you say, like, you did something, you thought saw a little money coming in, and maybe you didn't read over it thoroughly and knew what it was going to be about.
Like, man, what's a phone call?
But that's your problem.
5G's, what's a phone call?
That's your problem. You sign something you don't read. Like, no one's going to, like, feel sorry for you that when you saw some money and you just decided, I just don't have to read. I'm just taking the cash. And now you, oh, hold on a second. I know y'all doing that. It's hurting my business. I didn't want to do that. Come on, man.
Come on.
Y'all miss me with
all
that.
Well, see, my beef is, in terms of this situation, is that former President Donald Trump raised, what was it, close to $40 million when he was during his trial, his hush money trial.
And
he
gave you $5,000.
And he gave you, that showed you how much he feel about you, because if it would have been me, I'd have been like, now hold on. There is a significant risk factor, and let's just keep it real. I know doggone well that when former President Donald Trump calls into my barbershop, there's going to be a lot of backlash from my people. So all I'm saying to y'all is that you missing two zeros, and I'll push that check right back in their face and be like, now you add two more zeros on there, and then maybe we can have a conversation. Because you missing two zeros and a comma. And where the comma is, that needs to move back. Breaking news. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me read this to make sure. Former Democratic presidential urges Biden. Oh, okay, never mind. I thought it was saying that Biden was stepping aside.
Oh.
Sorry, I got breaking news from Fox News. It says former Democratic presidential candidate urges Biden to step aside for the good of the country. Whew, boy, I thought we was about to break some major.
Even if you just told your customers at your barbershop, look, man, Trump going to call in, man. They gave me, I would have had to exaggerate. I wouldn't have told nobody $5,000 because people are like, that's it? I would be like, hey,
that's
man.
That's right.
Like, you know, Trump, man, they called me, man. They said they're going to give me 50 G's for him to just call in. And you know, like, that's what it is, man. I'm not with dude. I need this bread right now. Then people would have respected it. But they'll come out and lie and be like, man, I ain't know what they were doing, man. And then they got the receipts. Come on.
And then it's like, hello? Hello, you there? What happened? What happened, Mr. Jones? You quiet.
I'm giving this money back. Don't worry about it.
Now I'm planning
on giving that money back.
So I'm
being already spent it.
Me and Jackson State. Me and Jackson State, we're gonna have a planning committee. We're gonna figure out how to give our money back to Diddy and Trump.
I have a serious question though. I want to ask both you and Tony. I got a serious question. And Truth Nation, I want to ask this question to you as well. I don't see any other community do this. Should we as a community be punishing black-owned businesses, especially black small black-owned businesses, for getting involved with a presidential candidate that may not be the popular candidate within our community? I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, he should have been smarter in terms of, you know, look, if I'm going to do this, first of all, let's raise the price. Secondly, like you said, Telly, which I thought was a great idea, let me just give my people a heads up. But why is it right for us to punish? Because remember, Chrisette Michele, when she performed at former President Trump's inauguration, you know, she said that she couldn't get a gig. She took, I think, $300,000. Mm-hmm. She accepted $300,000 to perform at former President Donald Trump's inauguration. She said afterwards publicly, her business, her brand getting booked for performances, it was like nothing. Yeah. Why do we do that? Is that right? I'm asking,
well,
is that right for us to do that?
I think it's very hypocritical in our community when it comes to voting and politics at times, because everyone is like, you got to vote. Your ancestors were killed and marched and did this and did that. But they basically saying you need to vote Democrat, because if you're not voting the way that they want you to, then this is the backlash you get. But wait a minute, you just told me that it's important for me to vote. So basically, that's why I say it's so hypocritical.
It's important for you to vote.
You're
my
telling
way,
us
Kelly.
To vote, but in essence, you're telling us to vote one way.
Yeah, I feel about it like, listen, everybody, I have the right to spend my money how I want to or give my support where I want to. Telly has his, DT has hers. Everybody has their own thing. If you do something that I don't like, I'm obligated to still give you my support for any other reason. I don't like what you did, and I'm out on you. Mm-hmm. You look at anything that's going on, the stuff like R. Kelly, like some stations won't play R. Kelly. All right, you don't like what he did, you don't play his records. That's on you. You're not obligated to play it just because he's in the black community. He's a black man. You're not obligated to play it. You don't get my support automatically. If I don't like what you're doing, you do something that I deem unworthy for my support, I withdraw my support from you. So, yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of artists out there. That's the issue with her, with being an artist.
I guess for me, you know, R. Kelly, comparing what R. Kelly did.
No, I'm definitely not comparing that. Definitely not. I'm just saying as far as someone doing something that you don't agree with. That's
well,
all.
No, I completely agree with you,
yeah,
Tony.
The acts aren't the same.
I would be sitting here.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be sitting here, you know, fibbing if I said I didn't stop, you know, supporting or patronizing a certain business based on my own individual values and beliefs and principles. I just think it's bad that right now this brother, you know, he knew what he was doing. He got caught lying because the Trump campaign was like,
we ain't gonna do that.
I just feel I feel equally bad for him because, you know, he saw this as a great opportunity. I'm sure some of his friends were like, dude, you're going to have, you know, former President Trump calling to your barbershop.
Man, do it, man. Get that bread.
Yeah, man. But again,
get that bread and expose him when he comes in there. That's what I'd have been like.
Yeah.
I just feel bad that this brother now, you know, is suffering. And this is another small, whether we like it or not, this is another small black-owned business that is probably going to have a tough rest of the year because of this phone call from Trump.
And the last time I checked, your political party shouldn't determine how your haircut is performed.
Like, I'm going to mess up that line. So,
I'm with you.
I'm going to mess up that line. He's supporting Trump.
I don't know. But there's no better way to wrap this thing up than to get Al's opinion. Al, you're on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning.
Well, what happened was he went with that David Crowley, money is money. He found out that money wasn't the good money. But my question to you and DT and Telly and Mr. Smith, why is it when it comes to our people, they always let the Republican Party pay them like $10, $20 holes? Because they always give you nickels and dimes. And I don't understand what us as black people, when people come to you like that, don't let them pay you like a $10, $20 trick. You tell them, pay me like you would pay your own people. But for some reason, they could throw anything at us. You know, something like a used vehicle, low-income housing. It's always something small, and that's what he gets. Have a great holiday and a happy, happy 4th of July tomorrow. Get drunk. Do everything you want. Just make sure you don't call your relative and cuss them out and say that you was drunk. Just say, y'all was just talking from my heart. Have a good
Excuse
holiday.
Excuse me, what?
Oh, so you going to introduce him like that, and then you ain't got that to say. Tell him, and now, coming to the stage, good morning, Al. You ain't going to say nothing?
You heard the same thing
I heard.
You
gave him the grand entrance.
You heard the same thing I heard.
Telly killed me. Telly's like, and now, no better person to close this out. We've got Al. And then he said, you're like,
hey, UK, UK, hey. I didn't know what he was going to say.
You know what, Telly? I'm about to hang up on you on live air. You didn't. You ain't got to know what Al's going to say, but you know what Al's going to say. Really? Al, I mean, Telly, I'm not even letting you go out like that. Stop it. Yeah, Telly talking about, I didn't know what he was going to say. Really? I don't know. I'm at a KKK rally. Why is everybody wearing white? I don't get it. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We come back. We're getting to our truth of the matter. We got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, before we get into our formal Truth of the Matter with special guest Tony Smith, I want to remind each of us that violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. The award-winning 1017 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the senseless violence occurring in our community. And this is why we are hosting our second annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by our own Tori Lowe, on Saturday, July 20th. Mark your calendars. It's going to take place from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive, right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori Lowe will be speaking with community leaders about how we can better provide resources and work as a community to rise up against violence. If you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to 1017thetruth.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th. Telly, what is your truth of the matter, brother?
My truth of the matter, we talked about it during the first hour, and I am so glad that we are moving forward in this case of Devontae Mitchell being unresponsive and pronounced dead at the scene on Sunday in front of the Hyatt Regency Hotel. It wasn't the police department, the Milwaukee Police Department said at first this is not a criminal investigation. Now it has been deemed a homicide investigation, which it should have been at first. So keep pushing forward. Keep making sure that this story does not go away and make sure that justice is served for the Mitchell family. That is my truth of the matter. Tony?
Mine is, listen, people, when it comes to your brand or your business, certainly you want to be you. You want to be yourself. You don't want to be a slave to others. But if your brand or business depends on the monetary contributions of others, you got to be a little more diligent and be a little more careful of what you do. Because, again, you're talking about monetary support that you're going to be depending on. And, you know, no one's obligated to give you their support. And if you want to keep as much as you can, be very careful about what you do out there. But certainly be yourself, and it's your brand. It represents you. Don't build it for somebody else.
Thank you, Tony and Telly, for those great truth of the matters. I got to give Rachel a shout out on our YouTube message board, which, again, y'all, you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Trust me, we got some great content. We got previous shows. We got live broadcasts. All you got to do is go to YouTube and go to 101.7 The Truth. Hit that subscribe button and you can watch all of your shows either live or upon your desire. Now, Rachel on our YouTube message board says, Denise, you gave me a heart attack. I'm waiting for that surprise. What are your thoughts about Kamala, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris stepping in? I read yesterday that she is within striking distance to Trump. Yes, she is. How do I feel about Kamala stepping in? Whatever's going to be best for this country is what I'm paying attention to. Whoever's going to be the best person to lead this country. And then as far as the you're waiting for that surprise, Rachel, I would say within a month, it's going to officially drop. And right now, it's either going to be one of two things. Biden stays in the race as the Democratic presidential candidate, or as more and more Democratic leaders are coming out publicly and asking him to resign to protect the Democratic Party. Because, again, this is not just going to impact the presidential election. This is going to impact both Senate and Congress, congressional races as well. So more to come, Rachel. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the next 9 hours of consecutive live Black Talk Radio. Up next, we have Sherwin Hughes. Have a great 4th. Happy 4th of July, Tony and Telly.
Happy 4th.
Cook.
Happy 4th.
Get it in.
Yes.
Ooh, you're getting it in.
And we'll
right.
be back to, yes, get it in. Thank you again, Tony, for being our guest. And then Friday, we'll be back live, y'all. So you want to tune in tomorrow to get the best of. And then Telly and I will return this Friday to give you another 2 hours of your best way to start the morning off. Thank you again so much. Happy 4th. Up next, Sherwin Hughes.
Peace out.